It is official. The Cowboys will have two top 20 picks in the 2026 NFL draft. Zach Wilczek alongside the Super Bowl champion scout, Brian Broaddus, as it is Love of the Star, proudly presented as always by the On Time Experts, the official AC and plumbing partner for the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, hey, the weather, you never know what it's going to be like here in the Metroplex, but I know we got fans all across the country. So make sure your heater, your AC, it is working. No better place. Call the on-time experts. They're going to come to your home the same day. You're going to pay less over time. They correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time. Visit theontimeexperts.com and click the book now button. I didn't think it was going to happen watching that game, Brian, but hey, shout out to the Chicago Bears. Shout out to Ben Johnson. They found a way. They kept clawing with their fingernails for that inch, and they were able to beat the Green Bay Packers. So now, with the Rams beating Carolina, there was also a chance the Cowboys could move up to 19. That did not happen, but the Cowboys now sitting pretty with two top 20 picks at 12 and 20. And I know we've been doing some studying in this draft class. Make sure you're liking, subscribing to Crown Global Media. We got the Stack. We got the G-Bag Nation. We got Love of the Star. But I'm feeling pretty darn good about the way this board's looking right now for the Cowboys to get a good player in both of these spots.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, and that's really kind of the way that Chicago's been playing football all year. You know, even, you know, after the Dallas game, they were 0-2, and then, you know, they found a way to win the Dallas game. And from that point on, they've been on a really nice run, but it's been a team that's been down multiple scores and found ways to get it done. So tip of the cap to them. Man, Green Bay, I couldn't imagine a worse way to lose a game. You know, they're in a situation where it's kind of back and forth the last 10 minutes of the game. You know, they get an injury that cost them 10 seconds, you know, at the end of the game too, that, you know, when they're driving the ball. And so, yeah, it's just kind of crazy how it all played out. But again, congratulations to the Bears. And you're absolutely right. Dallas will be picking at 12 and 20. And now the questions will be, you know, are you going to do enough in free agency if you're the Dallas Cowboys in order for you to move that pick along, move one of those picks along? I kind of believe that would be the thing that you would like to do, is to find a way to have a really good off season with some signings. If you don't, you might have to stand in there and make those picks, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. But if it's just, tag George Pickens and bottom fish, you know, me personally, you know, I better say, well, you need to move one of those picks back and get an extra one in the second round or third round. I'm like, not really. Give me two cracks at two really good players if that's the case. So
yep.
A lot depends on the offseason, and it depends on how Jerry and Steven and Will McClay, and, you know, we're on a defensive coordinator watch right now as well. That coach will have a big say also in what happens with this football team in the spring.
Yeah, no question. And just to update everyone where we stand as we record this one here on a Sunday afternoon, but the Cowboys did get their Zoom interviews done with Jim Leonard, who we've talked about quite a lot. I know you and Eric broke down a lot of great names in the previous episode, but Jim Leonard, they got the Zoom interview done with him. He was the last of the three. Former defensive back in the league, was the defensive coordinator, interim head coach at Wisconsin. Wanted to get that head coaching job there at Wisconsin. I know some people have asked, like, well, why did Wisconsin let him go? Well, they went ahead and hired Luke Fickell, and yeah, Riley Leonard wanted that gig. And so once he got passed up for the head coaching job, he goes back into the NFL and has done an outstanding job with the Denver Broncos on Sean Payton's staff the last two seasons as their defensive passing game coordinator and assistant head coach. Durante Jones, who's now with the Minnesota Vikings, and I know you were able to get some more insight on him as well, has done an incredible job moving up the ranks, spent a season with your LSU Tigers as well. He got his interview done on Friday. And then Ephraim Bonda of the Cleveland Browns. So that's exciting, because those could also still be potentially two defensive coordinator candidates in Jim Schwartz, who Ephraim Banda has worked with, and then Brian Flores, the Vikings defensive coordinator, who's also getting head coaching looks with Durante Jones. So, you know, those are the three the Cowboys have done, and they got denied the Jeff Ulbrich request from Atlanta. Atlanta is still hoping that maybe they can bring him back as their defensive coordinator, depending on whom they decide to hire as their head coach. But those are the three done, and we'll await more announced this coming week. But did you have anything since our last recording that you wanted to add to any of these names or any other buzz around the defensive coordinator position?
Yeah, I kind of felt like that the interviews with Jones and with the coach in Cleveland, I was kind of thinking, are they interviewing these guys as legitimate interviews, or are these interviews maybe potential coaches that could come along with, if in fact, you were able to get Swartz or Flores to come? Now, it just seems like to me that it's really lining up for Flores to get the Raider job. There's so many people around the league are buzzing about that, and they're buzzing because of the Tom Brady connections and stuff like that. So, we'll see how it all plays out. The Raiders will, they'll be in the mix for this. It'd be great to have Brian Flores, but like I said, I kind of felt like that maybe you were interviewing guys to kind of give Jerry and Steven an opportunity to meet a couple of coaches that Flores and Swartz had kind of said, tagged as, okay, if you're bringing guys along, who are your guys? And these young coaches were possibilities there. But I was told that that's just not the case at all. These were legitimate, thought well enough of these guys that they deserved actually interviews on their own for that defensive coordinator job.
Yeah. And I mean, look, their resumes speak for themselves. I think they're two really good young, all three of these guys, young up and coming coaches. Now, I have seen the pushback. Not that I think fans or anybody else in the media is against the possibility of a Jim Leonard hire, but it's the fear of, do you want to go through this again, let's say in 2 years? If Jim Leonard comes in here, has success, helps turn this defense around, he's going to end up, much like the Cowboys dealt with Dan Quinn, he's now the next commodity to go be a head coach. So you could be looking at losing a young defensive coordinator that does a good job and having to do this cycle all over again. I will push back on that a little bit. I understand it. Like, would I love to go get a Jim Schwartz if that's all on the table? And that's a guy that's probably not going to go be a head coach anywhere, and he can be your Steve Spagnuolo or whatever. To me, it's just get the right guy. And if that's Jim Leonard, who I do think is going to end up being a head coach one day, and heck, it could be in Dallas, depending on how these things end up going. But I'm really living in this Dak window. And we don't know how long this is going to be. Is it 3 years? Is it two? Is it five? I don't know. But I'm trying to, let's put together the best possible staff and the best possible roster to maximize the end of Dak Prescott's career, which you somewhat failed to do with Tony Romo. I mean, that 2014 season was awesome, but he didn't have the defense, right? And right now, Dak doesn't have the defense. So to me, if Jim Leonard ends up being a head coach, great. You know what that means? He turned around the Cowboys defense. Your defense performed really well. And that should mean you've got a pretty damn good football team. So I think there's a win all the way around. I'm not as scared off by that idea, Brian.
No, and you shouldn't be. It's I totally agree with you about the window situation. What's going to be, are you going to be able to sign Pickens? Are you going to be able, the running back situation? I mean, there's a lot of things that are kind of brewing right now, but I think the number one thing would be that quarterback, and how long do you really have with him? And, do you continually want to waste opportunities, putting out a below average defense and then making him have to play at an MVP rate every weekend in order for them to maybe win a game? So, I think to me that's one of the reasons why you might even think about, trading one of these picks for a guy like Max Crosby, just to try. I mean, if you really are in for a, everything in the middle of the table, an all-in move, these are things you absolutely have to take in account. And, you know, how long is, you know, Jerry Jones? I mean, is it age? I know you've heard me say this a bunch, but he has to look at this as like, he's not guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow, but man, I mean, he, you know, you would hate to be Jerry Jones and all of a sudden, you know, you didn't make the moves to get your team the opportunity to win the division, to win a playoff game, to win a couple playoff games, maybe playing the championship game, but and not take full advantage of having, you know, having the offensive mind of Brian Schottenheimer and Dak Prescott and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb and, you know, Tyler Smith and Tyler Booker and all those guys. I mean, if you didn't take advantage of that, that would be a legacy you really don't want to live with.
And from knowing Jerry like you do and having worked in that building, for me, you know, having grown up a fan of the team and now being blessed to cover them, I think the trade angle is the one that to me would be more likely than a big free agent splash. Just knowing Jerry's track record, I think him really if Max Crosby's available and they can make that happen, I think that's what Jerry would do versus, hey, I'm going to go sign Jalen Phillips or whoever the big budget, you know, defensive end would be in free agency. I think that, and he even alluded to it in the end of the season presser, talking about those picks. And I'd love for it to be one and not both of the picks, but you're right. I mean, when we did this exercise during a crosstalk, like if you're Vegas, I want both your picks. If I'm the Cowboys, no, you're not getting both my picks. I'll give you one of the picks. If you want the higher one, cool, whatever. I'll give you the higher one. But you know, I don't know what the market will dictate for Crosby. He just had a successful knee surgery. But I do think if there's a big swing, it's more likely in the trade market than in free agency.
Yeah, I like what you're doing here. You know, personally, you know, I'd like to find a way to use both the picks. But if in fact the Raiders say, hey, we'll take 12 and, you know, maybe you kick a player or two to kind of make things a little bit more palatable for them. Maybe you move on from one of your offensive linemen. You know, maybe there's somebody that they like. I'm not saying you're going to move along from BB or Tyler Booker or Tyler Smith, but if there's somebody else on our group that you really like, or you like one of our wide receivers, or, you know, if there's something that could help you for the Raiders get better, then by all means, let me ask you this. I'm going to play something really crazy with you.
All right.
Cause it just came into my mind. Would you give up the 12th overall pick and Donovan Ezeraku to get Max Crosby?
Ooh. Wow. No. And the reason is I still believe in Donovan Ezeraku. I still think he's going to be a really good player.
I think we all do. So, but yeah.
That's a real ask.
If it keeps you from giving up the 20th pick and maybe a pick in 2027, you know, I just wonder, are there players? Does Donovan Ezeraku fall into the Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith, BB? I mean, would you consider giving up BB?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know my affinity for BB. But
I know you do. I know you do, but I think I would.
You know, and now, I do love Donovan Ezeraku, and I think, like, the pass rush, the sack total numbers, they were disappointing. There's no question.
Yeah. But he was better than that.
And I think that I think that's going to come in his career. But to your point, if you keep pick 20 and you now have Max Crosby, that's your 12th overall pick, and you've sent away Donovan Ezeraku. At 20, could I get Cassius Howell from A&M? Could I get Mesidor if the medical's clear from Miami?
Sure.
I love Zion Young from Mizzou. I think that's a little rich at 20 for him.
Yeah, I do too.
But could you slide back? Could that be similar to the Guyton draft where you move back a little bit in the first round, or maybe you move out of the first altogether? You get to the top of the second. Maybe there's a tackle that slides and a team wants to move up and go get them. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that idea, because I think you might be able to replace Ezeraku with that pick in this year's draft. And now I've got Max Crosby to pair with my young rookie rusher, and you're feeling much better about your defensive end position.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I don't want to do. But then again, as you and I have talked about, I don't want to give up pick 20, and I don't want to give up. And who knows what the Raiders are going to ask. If I'm John Spytek and Tom Brady, you know what? I'm holding you up for the picks. You know, I'm holding you up. And if you don't want to do business with me, then okay, well, then that's fine. If you don't take a pick, then I want a premium player. Mm-hmm. You know, and who is the premium player? You know, is it, you know, do you want to go take a young, do you want to give up a young offensive lineman, or do you want to give up a, you know, Donovan Ezeraku? I mean, those are things that you have to kind of, you have to, if you're the Raiders, you have to be able to counter. If Dallas is adamant that they're not going to give up the two ones, then you've got to come up, you give them another plan. You know, I don't think they particularly would want to move Donovan Ezeraku or move Beebe. Mm-hmm. But if it were to help land Max Crosby, I'm sure the comments are going to be real interesting after this one, after you and I do this show and talking about, you know, who you would move. Because like I say, I don't think you and I want to move pick 20 at all.
No, I mean, ideally, I'm probably going to stay and pick at 12 and 20. But I would, if Max Crosby is a realistic option and there's some around the league that think he's still going to be a Raider for life and they're going to repair that. But boy, would I hate to see him in Philadelphia. I mean, that's a move, yeah. Howie Roseman. I mean, if he ends up being a legit candidate on the trade market, you know the Eagles within your own division are going to try and do everything they can to land him. I mean, the 49ers, the Rams, like these are aggressive front offices, and that's the reason why they are competing and have been for the NFC Championship. So you've got to get in the mix on that one, and maybe it does take one of your young guys. I'd love to not – give up any of these players, but I do think, you know, we fall in love with our own at times.
Yeah.
And we don't ever want to give up assets. But when you're talking about trades, like it's easy to say, well, hey, we'll give them Shamar James and pick 12.
Yeah, you can't, you know,
teams aren't going to do that.
Yeah. Teams are dumb, but they're not that dumb. I mean, listen, there's reasons why that, you know, that if you're going to give up a premium player, that you should expect, you know, you're not trading for a bag of balls. You know, I mean, it just seems like that with our own hometown team, with the Dallas Mavericks, with what happened with the Luka trade, it's looking horrific right now. But like I said, at the time they felt like they gave up the right pieces, or, you know, they felt like that they got the right pieces from the Lakers, which ultimately is actually not true at all. You know, this is a struggle. You want to win trades, but you also want to make sure you get the player. You don't want to, like I say, you don't want to turn them off. If they're interested in moving Max Crosby and you completely just turn them away with a bag of balls offer and it ends up at Philadelphia or San Francisco, one of those other places, you're going to be kicking yourself in the ass over doing that. For not getting the compensation package right.
So now that we know pick 20 is the Packers pick,
right?
How does this make you feel any differently about the Micah trade compensation?
Yeah, it does. It does. And not so much the compensation, but this is my beef. And I was on with our buddy's friend Blake this afternoon, Sunday afternoon. We were talking about, you know, some of the things that, you know, some of the team buildings and things like that. And I remember very vividly us doing our radio show at, you know, at Jake's. Mm-hmm. And when that all went down, and I think you could go back and listen to the audio that I had, my discussion. And this is one of the reasons why I'm no longer working for the Cowboys, was I always just spoke up when I wasn't supposed to speak up. And I kind of feel like that with your offense, everybody felt like, and this is even before we knew how this offense was going to be, but you look at that offense and you're thinking like, okay, there's going to be a lot of high scoring going on here. We've got the potential to score a lot of points and be a really good offense, which it absolutely was. But who was going to close games? Who was the pass rush that was going to close games? And, you know, that's the question I would ask. If we're going to, and especially somebody on the defensive side of the ball should have stepped up and said, who is going to close these games? Is Micah, with no Micah, who's, do we think that really Fowler and Sam Williams and these guys are, that's who we're going to close games with? Okay, if that's the case, then, you know, or manufacture pressure, we heard it all.
Yeah.
But I know I would have stood up in that room and I would have said, as good as our offense we feel like it's going to be, if we're thinking about closing games with Sam Williams and Fowler, then we're going to be in trouble. We need to really think about this Micah Parsons situation. And, you know, if in fact everybody in the room said, oh, yeah, well, no, we're going to make the trade, well, at least I would have stood up and said that. And, you know, but they never, ever had anybody that could close games, that could close. And people are saying, well, Brian, you didn't always, you know, you didn't get sacks like Ware and all that. I'm just talking about get off the field, you know, with two or three extra times a game. That's what I'm talking about, closing the game. You know, it doesn't have to be the final drive of the game. It just, you know, get, I mean, the number was ridiculous. The number of drives that resulted in touchdowns and field goals against the Cowboys defense was embarrassing this year. It's embarrassing. And they didn't have anybody. But you know what? They're going to take this 20th pick and they're going to, you know, they used one of the picks to get Quinnen Williams. That's a good trade. And, you know, if you have to use another one to go get another guy, well, you sure need to be up on it. But I, the compensation for Micah, I think it's fine. I think it's fine. But you also, you really limited yourself to be able to get stops on defense when you traded him away. Look at the Packers. With him playing, they're a playoff team. Without him playing, they're just a, they're a shell of themselves on defense.
I don't think they won a game since he got hurt.
I think they were 0-5. Oh, yeah. I think they were 0-5.
Yeah. I mean, that is, that says, and he was a closer this year for them. He really was. Yeah. I mean, you saw him step up in the fourth quarter and did things that, you know, I was waiting for him to do with the Cowboys on a consistent basis. He did it a few games, but boy, he unlocked that. And hopefully he gets back and is healthy. I mean, I think we're all still hoping Micah goes and has that Hall of Fame career. It stinks the team that he's on for Cowboy fans, but now we know. Picks 12 and 20. Let's take a trip down memory lane. How have the Cowboys fared with these selections and your early pick for pick 12 and 20? You are listening to Love of the Star. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.